Okay, Wendy, the recording is in process.
Yeah.
Wendy, we are back for another week of college football. I am Trey Davis. This is my sister, Wendy, fourth and Wendy. Wendy, last week you called for a lot of blowouts. I think you had Tennessee by 14. I think you had Florida by 14.
Yeah.
You had everybody blowing everybody out. Wendy,
I had South Carolina.
I think you like South Carolina, mm-hmm. Wendy. Wendy, what's your overall, how are you feeling today, Wendy?
Well, I feel like a big fat loser. I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, I really saw everything going different. South Carolina, either Vanderbilt, is it Vanderbilt? Yeah. Vanderbilt might be better with their 85-year-old quarterback than we thought they were going to be. South Carolina's defense just could not do anything. Now, I know the quarterback, didn't he get concussed or got hit, and he kind of had to come out early. So, I don't know what that game looks like if he stays in it. We'll talk about the Tennessee and Georgia game here in a minute. I really thought Tennessee had the players to do it, and it was the best game of the day. Florida once again beats themselves. I say it every week. Florida beat themselves. So I feel like a loser. Don't, if y'all are taking any of my suggestions and putting money on it, don't ever do it again. You're just going to lose your money and your house and maybe your wife and kids. Don't do
well,
it.
Well, here's the other side of that, too. Just take the other side of what she says. I mean, it's there's somebody's winning. I mean, just take the other side. So, Wendy, a lot of good football last week. We're going to get into it. And I'll say this. We were supposed to have J.A. He is a big texter in our text thread. He said he wanted to get see if he wanted to come on Saturday. I think he was a little in the sauce. He agreed to it. Then this morning had something come up.
Yeah.
So we'll look at trying to get him on. Listen, you can get this on podcast too. So this goes out to Apple Podcasts. This goes out to Spotify Podcasts. And Winnie, what we might could do is if we did want to get on here and do some type of recap of the game, because I will say this, Sunday evenings when everything's kind of wound down and everything's kind of wound down, I like to listen to some Sunday evening shows that kind of recap the weekend while it's on. We can still do this and put it on audio. So if you do listen to this a lot, and we might not put it up on YouTube, but what we might do is just put it up on the actual podcast. So, we might throw some things in there, probably won't advertise for it a bunch, but it might be in there. So anyway, looking at that, Wendy, let's get down to the get down, Wendy. The Alabama Crimson Tide is faced off against Wisconsin last week, Wendy. Alabama wins the game 38-14. Alabama looked really good. Alabama did what they needed to do. Bryant Denny was rocking. Wendy, your takeaways from the Bama game.
So, I mean, I want to start this with what it is Wisconsin with their backup quarterback. So, I'm not going to know anything until next week. But let me just say this. We look good. Our defense looked good. I loved how Ty Simpson spread the ball around. Ron Williams is back. I don't know if he was ever gone, but he is back. My main squeeze, Bernard, just getting it done like he always does. I just think he's such a consistent receiver. Listen, Ty Simpson went out there with something to prove, and I think he proved it. I think when the guy gets out of his head, like you said, he's got a cannon, right? Like, he can throw the ball. What was he, Trey? 24 for 28. Like, do you know the stat?
Yeah. He was, at one point, he was 14 for 14. Mm-hmm. A couple of incomplete passes. But yeah, Wendy, just a rocket of an arm. I mean, but there are a bunch of people that probably already knew that. But it's just like, good Lord, this guy slings it around.
Yeah. So I think for me as an Alabama fan, this is more on line of what I wanted to see. Obviously, the first game of the year, I felt like our defense played a really complete game. Slay, I can't remember his last name. Maybe that is his last name, with the two interceptions. Ball. Phenomenal comeback kid on that one, considering what happened against Florida State. So, I mean, all in all, a great game, right? As an Alabama fan, it's what I want to see. Is it enough to beat Georgia? I don't know. I don't know. We got to play a perfect game. But for this week, I'm running on high. It was the only game I predicted correctly. Literally.
Yeah, and Alabama gives up 14 points. You know, Wendy, what I had written down here is our offense looks great. Our defense looks good, but our defense is not dominant.
No.
And I think the reality of this team is our defense is not going to be dominant. Our defense is not the Nick Saban where it's like, we don't think these people are going to get a first down. I think our defense is going to have to be a little more opportunistic, meaning interceptions. We saw some interceptions, but you could see some drives from teams that are like, okay, it's time to get them stopped. Probably going to give up some more points. But Wendy, with this offense right now, you're going to score a bunch of points to beat Alabama.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just the way that it looks for me right now. I think this year, don't think about a dominant defense. Think about our offense clicking and our defense doing enough to win some football games, Wendy.
Right.
I was happy with the game, and then we kind of rolled in to the 2:30 matchup, which was the Tennessee Volunteers versus the Georgia Bulldogs, Wendy. I don't know what it is with the cameras. Something's going on with the cameras, but it's just like, it is beautiful. This stadium is checkerboarded out. I mean, yeah, it is a beautiful sight to see. Georgia wins the football game 44-41, Wendy, in a game. I know I watched every play of it.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of ups and downs. Tennessee gets out early. Georgia just does not go away. You come back in the second half, it looks like Tennessee's going to win it with a field goal. The kid missed it. And then overtime, we saw what happened. Tennessee kicks a field goal. Georgia goes in for the touchdown to once again, I think this is either the eighth or the ninth year in a row, the Georgia Bulldogs beat the Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah, and I mean, what a game, though. I mean, Tennessee with this little quarterback they got, I mean, they're just making plays. They're running down the field. He's, like you've said all year, Heupel's got these plays. They're going to get the ball downfield. And, I mean, Georgia just didn't seem to have an answer for them, right? But I say this every single time. You do not let Kirby Smart go into a halftime. He's going to come back, and he's going to have made adjustments. It's just who the guy is. It's why he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. He's going to go and make adjustments. And that's exactly what they did. They came out in the second half. But give it to Tennessee. They stayed score for score. I question some of the coaching calls. And some of the Tennessee fans I've spoken to did as well there towards kind of the more end of the game. One being, I think that Tennessee was up by five at this point, and they went for it, on one of the series, they just went run, 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 and, you know, went back to Georgia. I think against Georgia, I'm throwing the ball first, second, and third down trying to get a touchdown. Like, Georgia doesn't just go away, right? We saw that last year in the game we played against them. They don't just go away. So I don't know if he was as aggressive with his play calling as he should have been towards the end of the game. It felt a little bit like playing not to lose instead of playing Georgia, right? So feel bad for the kid that missed the field goal. But again, I think you and I discussed it. I think I would have gone for it. Like, it was third down. Like, go ahead and try to make up those 5 yards you lost on the penalty. You know, give the kid a couple extra yards. Like I said, to me, some questionable.
You get into the game, Whitty, and Tennessee's rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pandemonium in there, and then Georgia's going to come back. Georgia didn't panic. Georgia didn't freak out. It was big that Georgia went and kind of scored there, right when Tennessee scored, and I know it got 21-7 at one point. Georgia doesn't freak out. Kirby Smart has football players that look like football players at every single position. I mean, it's just he has a mold for these players. And that's what they did. So they didn't freak out. I thought one of the bigger series of the game is Georgia fumbles the football. I think it's in the fourth quarter. Tennessee gets the ball back. And on that drive, they're up five. That drive, and this might have been the drive you're talking about, they end up having to kick a field goal to go up 8 points.
Right.
If you score a touchdown right there, your percentage of winning this game goes way up.
And
the field goal was great because it puts them up by eight. And Georgia's still behind the eight ball. I mean, they really are. But Tennessee has a chance to put them away right there. They don't. Georgia, incredible drive, incredible throw down there late, Wendy.
But let me say this. Georgia is who we expected them to be, but also Tennessee is better than I expected them to be. Tennessee's got a good football team this year. They really do. At the end of the day, them losing to Georgia in an overtime, in an overtime environment, it ain't going to hurt their resume. Like, they're going to need to win out, win some of these other bigger games. But listen, Tennessee's a ball club this year. They got the players. I think they had some of their, I want to say, cornerbacks out. You know, they've got some injuries. If they can get those guys back towards the end of the year, Tennessee's got a good football club. So if I'm a Tennessee fan, you didn't go into Florida State and lose like 100-0, it felt like, and looked like complete trash. You know what I mean? They stayed in the game the entire time. Again, a couple questionable coaching calls on some things. But other than that, Tennessee looked really good. Do you not agree that listen, stop making fun of me.
All right, you think Tennessee's a good football team, Whitney?
I mean, I think their offensive line could you, but I mean, I'm just saying, other than that, this quarterback, listen, let's talk about, because since we don't have anybody coming on, y'all, it could have been the best thing that happened that Nico left that program. I mean, it really could have been, Trey. It really feels like they got the better end of that deal. I mean, I know it was a huge deal over the summer, but my gosh, this guy can play some football. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah, no, Whitney, you're exactly right. And where they go from here, we're gonna face Georgia next week. Tennessee's got to figure out a way to win some of these bigger games. Whitney, let's move on. We had the LSU Bengal Tigers versus the Florida Gators, Whitney. And last week I said, listen, Billy Napier, open up the offense.
Yeah.
Open it up. He opened it up.
And the guy threw 100 interceptions.
The guy is still throwing interceptions in Death Valley down there, Wendy. So I'll keep my mouth shut.
And
I watched that game. There was a couple other games on, so I was kind of flipping back and forth. I do a lot of quad boxes in
YouTube.
Yeah,
you love
TV.
Quad boxes. God.
A very sloppy game. Penalties and turnovers. And, I mean, it's a 20-10 game. LSU wins the game 20-10, Wendy. Florida's still searching for answers. It's like I just think Florida's not that bad of a football team, but somebody on the Florida team has to take the bull by the horn and say, we're not doing this anymore. We're going to start winning football games. They're one step away from winning some of these games. I don't know what's holding them back. A lot of people would probably tell you Billy Napier's holding them back, but that was an interesting game. Whitney, the Texas A&M.
Well, hold
Aggie,
on. Let me just say that. Trey, I'm saying this. We can't just – I don't think LSU looks that good, y'all. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know about LSU. I mean, it was a sloppy game on both sides of the ball. Florida was just more sloppy. Like, I don't know about LSU. I'm sitting there watching the game, and I'm like, they might be a little overrated. I'm just saying, I could be wrong. Florida obviously killed themselves again. What, they had two touchdowns called back for penalty. I mean, Florida could have probably won the game 40-20. I'm just saying, you're scoring 20 points against a relatively, you know, bad Florida team, quote unquote. So I don't know about LSU. We're going to see about that in the next few weeks, but I'm not sure about LSU.
Suspect on LSU, and we're definitely going to find out. Wendy, moving on, the Texas A&M Aggies and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in a really entertaining game. A&M wins the game 41-40. And I have to admit something, Wendy. You know Texas A&M is not a team I can watch on TV.
No, you cannot.
It's not something that I can do. The white uniforms that they wore this weekend are 100% acceptable.
Right.
Something about their uniforms clicked for me this weekend. And really, A&M showed a lot of fight coming back in that game, winning that game 41-0. That really is a huge game for Texas A&M if they can get the ball rolling downhill.
Well, what was the final on that? You said 41-0. There's no way that game was 40.
Oh, I said 41-0. 41-40.
Okay, yeah. So
41-40. Yeah, Notre Dame's holder misses a hold on
there
the last
goes.
Extra point, and A&M goes down and scores on a fourth down play, Wendy, and just breaks the heart of every Irish fan.
Well, not me. Notre Dame, join a team. Join a side. Do something, because guess what? You've lost two games. You're basically out of the conversation. I don't like Notre Dame anyway. I've never been a Notre Dame fan. Our dad hated Notre Dame. You know, growing up, Notre Dame, Alabama was just, they don't like each other. But I'm going to tell you something. They've lost two. You're not in the conversation anymore. You've got a really cheap schedule from here on out as far as wins, losses. Texas A&M is not that good. I'm being 100%. You can't beat them. So at the end of the day, Notre Dame should be out of the conversation. Here's why I'm tired of Notre Dame. I don't know the word.
The leprechaun.
Well, no. I do love the tradition of Notre Dame. I love Rudy. I love, like, you know, the gold and the – I love their uniforms. Like, I love all that. But let me tell you this. At some point, you're going to have to get on board with something. The rest of us knew it. You're going to have to do it. So maybe this little lesson, now they're 0-2. I don't know if they're 0-2. Are they 2-1? 0-1 and 2?
They've lost. They're 0-2, and they're not getting in a conference.
They're not. Okay, well, that's fine. But then they don't deserve to even be in the conversation. Like, it's over for you. You know what I mean? Who are you playing? But anyway, I'm glad that Texas A&M won. Here's why I like that game. You've had a great day of college football. Alabama won. You've had great games, and the Tennessee game, the Florida game, and it's like bedtime, right? So I'm in bed watching that game, and it's just a great way to end the day. Like, I love a good night game, especially a good close night game.
So no question. Awesome. Arkansas goes down to Ole Miss. Ole Miss beats Arkansas 41-35, Whitney, in a game, and another really exciting game. I mean, Ole Miss had control of the game. Arkansas did not go away. Did not go away, but Ole Miss does get the win there.
Yep.
They're going to progress. The Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets played the Clemson Tigers at 11 o'clock, Wendy, in a really fun game to watch. Georgia Tech wins the game 24-21 in a last-second field goal. I have to say this, and I'm not breaking news on anything. Haynes King has to be one of the toughest human beings I've ever met in my life. And I want to stop because we do this every year. I know all these football players out there are giving it all they got. And I'm talking about banging it around, putting it on the line. There's probably 1,000 more Haynes Kings out there that we don't really know about because it's a really crazy game. But that kid's tough, the quarterback from Georgia Tech, Wendy.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech has a methodical drive to end the game. They're out of timeouts. Mm-hmm. They run basically a fire field goal. Meaning there's no timeout. A running clock, and this dude hits a 55-yarder to walk it off and win it, Wendy. That is drama, and Clemson now, I think, is 1-2.
Yeah, and boy, they're beating poor Dabo up. I mean, I don't know, do you call timeout there? I mean, a lot of people made a big deal about the timeout not being called. You know, I don't know, you know, I guess maybe in your mind as a coach, you're like, well, you know, that just gives them more time to prepare. I don't know. You know what I mean? You got to be pretty confident if you're running on the field with 5 seconds to kick a field goal, in my, you know, personal opinion, to run that. You've practiced it is all I'm trying to say. I don't know. Maybe he calls a timeout there, gets his guys settled, you know, make sure they're ready for the play. I don't know. Like, what's your thoughts on that? I mean, it close game, but on paper, Clemson still should have won that game. On paper.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, Georgia Tech's going to do what they do. This is not a surprise. And listen, Clemson's beaten Georgia Tech, I think, 8 years in a row, too.
So, right.
I mean, you know, everybody's got to calm down about the Clemson thing. The Clemson offense is not good. And they just need to figure it out. I mean, at this point, they're 3 games into the season, and at some point, you have to figure out your team, man. I mean, you have to figure out, like, this is who we are. This is how we have to play. Hopefully they can figure it out, Wendy. Another game is your South Carolina Gamecocks at night play the Vanderbilt Vanderbilt Commodores, Wendy. Vanderbilt runs away with this game and just blast South Carolina for the game. I think a 31.
Trey, blast them.
Was it 31-0 or 31-7?
I thought it was
31-7
or something.
31-7. Vandy wins the game, Winnie, and Vandy looks really good. Sellers gets knocked out of the game with a concussion right before half, Wendy. And, I mean, listen, if you're playing Vanderbilt, it's like a hammer being driven into a nail. I mean, you're going to get hit, and it's just a matter of how long can you withstand the punishment. So Vanderbilt could be for real. Alabama's got to play them in a couple of weeks, Wendy. Yeah.
I mean, listen, Shane Beamer, I don't know. It felt like y'all didn't even prep for the game. I mean, I understand the quarterback gets hurt, but listen, the defense of that game for South Carolina was atrocious. Like, it wasn't just the quarterback getting hurt. I mean, the defense is – and did you say that earlier in the year that Sellers is good, but their defense is not? I mean, I think you said that.
Just, I mean, yeah, but South Carolina lost a bunch of players off their defense. Like, they're kind of their 7 players up front. They lost the majority of them. And
you can tell that.
Replacing those is hard to do, yeah.
Yeah, you can tell that against Vanderbilt. So, I mean, like you said, Vanderbilt could be the real deal. I don't know. Like, is Vanderbilt the real deal, or is South Carolina not what I thought it was? Like, I don't know. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, this quarterback for Vanderbilt, he's going to figure out a way to get things done. And y'all mark my words, when we play him, they're going to go for every single fourth down they get to. I mean, mark my words, if the coaches are listening, which I know you're not, but if you happen to be listening, you better know that Vanderbilt's going for it on fourth down.
Well, listen, I'll say one thing. Like, for Alabama playing Vanderbilt in a couple of weeks, you know the test. This is not like a trick quiz. And you know the test. So it's not just because you know the test doesn't mean you have the right answers, but Alabama better figure it out in a couple of weeks. Wendy, my last takeaways from the weekend, Wendy, is you better be able to score some points if you want to win football games.
Yeah.
A lot of high-scoring football games, and you better be able to score the football, a.k.a. ask Clemson, a.k.a. ask Florida. Wendy, simple plays wins games. I mean, simple plays win games, and it ties into the other thing I wrote down, Wendy, is just a ton of penalties this weekend.
Yes.
I mean, penalties after penalty after penalty. Simple plays win football games. And it's easy to say, harder to do. A lot of really, really good games, Wendy. What else you got from last week? Because we're going to move on to this week.
This might be a little bit shorter one.
Yeah, Alabama is off.
Yeah, well, there's not that many good SEC games. I don't know what's going on nationally. But, I mean, here's the deal. At the end of the day, Alabama's got a week to get ready for, to me, you know, the biggest game so far of the year. We got to win the game. But I will say it was a good weekend of college football. Good games all throughout the day, scheduled appropriately, and I enjoyed the weekend. So let's
get to this week, Wendy. It is the Auburn Football Tigers traveling to Norman, Oklahoma to play the Sooners.
Yep.
It's going to be a 2:30 Central Time ABC game, Wendy. For all intents and purposes, this is the biggest game in college football.
Yep.
Two undefeated teams. Auburn's ranked 22. Oklahoma's ranked 11. Jackson Arnold is going back home. We've heard this. We've heard everything we're talking about here, Wendy. Oklahoma looks good.
Very good.
Oklahoma looks really good on defense. This John Mateer guy they have at quarterback looks good. Auburn's got the athletes.
Yeah.
Auburn has not shown they can throw the football this year. Auburn has some trouble tackling.
Right.
Wendy, have you thought about this game and what might take place for the Auburn football Tiger?
There was like part of me that wanted to be like, what if Auburn figures out a way to win this thing? I mean, Arnold figured out a way to beat us. And I'm just going to say, he knows the playbook. He knows the players. He might be able to help a little bit on that end. But Trey, Oklahoma is a pretty decent little football club. So I just don't know if Auburn's got all of the players to beat Oklahoma. I do expect it to be a really good game. You see what I'm saying? I mean, Auburn for their ego alone needs to stay in this game. And it certainly doesn't need to be a blowout. It's their first really big competition. You know what I mean? But like at the end of the day, on paper, I look at it, and I've said that a lot today. It's kind of my buzzword today. But on paper, it looks like Oklahoma's got the – I try to sometimes sound like I know what I'm talking about because I'm really – I really don't, but I do. I just don't know how to eloquently put it. Like, but I mean, I've also called everything wrong this entire season. So anyway, at the end of the day, I think that Auburn can win the game. Sure. Do I think they're going to win the game? Probably not. Do I want Auburn to win? Yes, because you know I'm on this. I'm banning Oklahoma and Texas that they're not really in the SEC because they just joined. Everybody keeps joining. I like the old school SEC.
Well, Texas and Oklahoma can be in the SEC as long as they're winning. Like when Texas got beat by Ohio State earlier this year, I was like, well, they're not real SEC. Obviously, that's tongue in cheek, Wendy. I got confused there for a second. You said you think Auburn, on paper, Auburn shouldn't win. You think Auburn can win, but you don't think they will win.
I mean, I'm just saying I think they can't. I mean, I think any team can win any given. I mean,
but
most
you don't think Auburn will win.
No, I don't. Because here's the thing. I don't think I don't know if they can make it into the fourth quarter with Oklahoma, is what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if they can get to the fourth quarter with Oklahoma. I want to see a good game. It's a 2:30 game. Like, I want to see it, but I want it to be good. Now, listen, but I do want Auburn to win. Like, I actually
Oh, that's right. You want Auburn to win.
I will be cheering for Auburn.
You think they can win, but you don't think they will win.
No, but I will be cheering for Auburn. Like, cheering, cheering for Auburn. Who are you going to cheer for?
I mean, I'm cheering for a good game, Whitney. Listen, Auburn will have to put a lot of puzzle pieces together, in my opinion, to win this football game. I mean, it looks like Oklahoma has already put together the puzzle pieces they need to win football games. They're at home. Auburn would really have to put a couple of puzzle pieces together, which Hugh Freeze can do. I mean, Auburn can do that, but I don't see them doing that this weekend, Wendy. I really think Oklahoma has a real advantage this weekend, to be honest with you. And, you know, I'm looking probably for Oklahoma to maybe stretch this thing out 10 to 14 points and to beat Auburn this weekend. Whitney, just a couple – we don't have to talk about these, Whitney. UAB's playing Tennessee. Tulane is playing Ole Miss. That's kind of a cool game. Your South Carolina Gamecocks is playing Missouri in Missouri.
Should be.
Sneaky little team, Missouri.
They're undefeated.
I saw Missouri play earlier in the year. I was like, there's no way this is a good team. Then I watch them play Kansas, and I'm like, well, they're still not that good. And then they end up drilling Kansas at the end of the game, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. Maybe Missouri has found something, Wendy. A lot of exciting things. Slow week in college football. College football, get your stuff together. I mean, it's week three. We have two or three good games. Let's go. Get the schedule.
Was there
right.
anything nationally, like other conferences? Like, I don't know.
You've got Michigan State, USC. Michigan State, USC. You've got Michigan versus Nebraska.
Okay, never mind. The other game
is the Miami Florida game. For some reason I'm not finding it. Miami plays Florida this week, I think.
I wonder if that's going to be the night game. I mean, listen, if Florida's going to get it together during the Miami game. I need Florida State to win out the rest of the year.
It's Miami and Florida.
The Florida Gators.
Yeah. I thought you said you need who to win out the rest of their games?
I need Florida State to win.
Well, we're not talking about Florida State.
Okay, you're not. See, this is why I'm superior. Listen, and I'm older and I'm wiser. Listen to this, Trey. We lost to Florida State. I need Florida State to win all their games. So I need Miami, who's in the ACC with Florida State, to lose games. So when Miami and Florida State go to play each other, hopefully Florida State, if they do lose, they can still get the ACC championship. And then if that's our only loss, Trey, I'm up here. I'm playing the long game. You're playing short game.
So it sounds like you're playing checker. You're playing chess, and I'm playing.
You're
checkers.
Playing checkers. I'm saying that I'm looking at.
Well, I mean, we're sitting here talking about Miami and Florida playing, and then you start talking about Florida State. I'm like,
what? Well, because that's the ACC. What I'm saying is, do I want Florida to win? Yes, but I want them to win for two reasons. One is the SEC, but two, what I'm trying to say is I need whatever path Florida State needs to get to the top of their championships, and my loss to Florida State doesn't look as bad.
Okay.
But I know none of this makes sense, but it's because I'm running on 190 cylinders right now. But this is how my brain works in football. But listen, y'all make fun of me, and that's fine, because let me say, I'm going to tell you this, Trey. The way that I see it long term, for whatever reason, I want Florida State to win every single game they play for the rest of the year, including Miami, and I guess they'll have Clemson somewhere in there. Clemson's not looking too hard to beat. Miami, you know, over there with old Carson Beck, he finally got away from being bullied in the SEC. He couldn't hang in the SEC, too much pressure in the SEC. And he went on down to Miami where they gave him big gold chains and gold teeth, and he's playing lights out.
Okay.
I mean,
My head hurts. My head is starting to hurt. But I just want to clarify this. Miami is playing Florida.
Yes.
At 6:30 Central Time on ABC.
Yes.
And so we'll talk about that game next week and the effect that it has on the rest of the season.
Yes. Florida State has nothing to do with that.
Florida State has nothing to do with it. Okay. All right, cool. All right, listen, y'all, we're going to jump off here. Hope everybody has a good weekend, has a good off time. It looks like it's still going to be hot. Hopefully it'll cool down a little bit here soon. Everybody out there, what's up? I hope everybody's doing well. Enjoy it, Wendy. I love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you. Roll Tide.
All right, Roll Tide. Bye-bye.
Bye.